welcome, everyone. My name is Rhiannon, Rhiannon Bryant. I'm the CSO at SMR. I'm delighted that I will be hosting SMR Talking Insights. I'm in Bangkok on the occasion of SMR's first Asia-Pacific conference, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Shinichi-san Hosokawa from GMO.
Thank you.
So great to see you here. I've known you a long time. I think already in 2005 when you set up GMO, and then already you became an SMR member in 2006. So we've known each other a long time through our conferences here. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So I know you're in Singapore, but your kind of heart is also with Japan. So, and as our SMR representative there, so tell us what's happening in the region or in Japan.
Right. Our company founded in 2005 in Japan, and it's been a great time to, you know, the changes from the offline research to the online research.
Okay.
But now is the timing of the AI. So it's also happening, the big changes right now. So it's very exciting moment, and not only in Japan, but also all over Asia. So the event for this Bangkok is like kind of key to change the Asian way of doing the marketing research, I believe.
Perfect. And I guess that is why also, you know, I know you as GMO, but I saw recently it became GMO Research and AI.
Yes.
So you're kind of pioneering in that.
Right.
Why the name change? What are you involved with AI? Tell us a little bit more.
That'd be great. Thank you. Well, we have a panel in 16 countries in Asia, more than 60 million people in all over Asia.
Wow.
We are kind of a platform company providing to the marketing research agencies in all over the world who does the marketing research online in Asia. By utilizing AI by ourselves, we'll be contributing to the industry itself to make the more efficiency in the industry first. And eventually, we have lots of data in the panelists. So those data can be utilized for the AI to make it more, how to say, additional service for the marketing research industry can use. So making a better decision for the marketing decision and also marketing action and everything. So I think we are the one who is doing the platform. So we can be the one who can, you know, contribute to change the market, entire market, and helping the marketing research to accelerate to utilize the AI era.
So that's great. So name change, looking at efficiency now, that's what it's been about. And then with a kind of long-term vision, then more the innovation, helping out the decision. No, that's brilliant. How is Asia doing with AI? Is it leading the way, or you think there's, or maybe you have different perspectives from different markets?
Right, that's true, exactly. In Japan, still our main revenue coming from Japan. So it's easier to, you know, do it first in Japan. So now we have just started this year to apply for the generative AI within the process of our company. It's already 23,000 hours have been shrinked within our entire processes.
Wow.
But it will
23,000. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, only in Japanese market. But still in the Asia, lots of processes are done by the offline. Not only our company, but also the research agency is still using the offline research a lot. So I think they might have a lot of opportunity in the future. So it's a very exciting moment for us to contribute in the industry too.
No, fantastic. Actually, I think I was reading in the SMR's GMR that there was like a 20-70-30 kind of also offline qualitative research. So that ties in with that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And linking in terms of Singapore, because of course, you know, you're there. I mean, and you also, I know, a lot in Europe as well. So do you see differences, shifts there, or any comparisons? Anything?
Yeah, Asia, especially, for example, like in Japan, still involved with like a very local atmosphere, which means, you know, that we have to, it's not easy to change in the quick, like in the US. US people likes to jump in the new technology right away. The in Asia is still conscious for the first shot. So I think by looking at the kind of cases who is doing well, maybe applicable in the Asia too. So this is that kind of moment that, you know, the Asian marketing research industry is still looking at whether which is better a way of doing it. So it can be a kind of the company who can bring it those kind of technology within the local culture.
And I think that's why it's so interesting we're here today for the conference. I mean, I know we have over 260 participants from 35 countries. I know a lot from Japan as well. Mm-hmm. So that's an opportunity to find out what the markets are doing in AI. But of course, as well as the regional event, we have a strong relationship with Japan and GMRA as well. Yes. I mean, you've been organizing also helping us with the local events. Yes. You want to say anything, you know, what about those? You did something this year? Or?
Yes, we also hosting the GMRA event in locally in Japan. Mm-hmm. And also next year, we also do the ESOMA Connect locally in Tokyo. Our company is hosting for those kind of events to make it success together with the GMRA. So I hope people from overseas, not from Japan only, but also from other countries are welcome to come over to have the better communication and see the future of where the research industry is going.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you heard it here first. Everyone is welcome to join Shinichi San at the GMO office at the next SMR Connect. We'll be advertising that.
You too.
Yeah, I'd love to. Right. I just would laugh if now everybody does turn up. And we might need bigger offices as well. That would be fantastic. And finally, I know you're so busy, so I really appreciate you were joining. You were also at the CEO dinner yesterday that we hosted, and I know you're very involved with the conference. But, I mean, is there anything particular that you're attending the conference for? I mean, you're here every year. You're also a representative. So is anything unique for you?
ESOMA is a very good, you know, the platform for the research industry to see what the success case is. So by attending an event, I can see the what is working well, what is not working well, or kind of tips, you know, the how to successful applying for the new technology, whatever. This is a kind of very eye-opening for me. Every time I attend, I'm kind of excited to see all the conferences, you know, the speeches and everything.
And I have to say, when I arrive at the conference, as soon as I see you, then I know we're at the Asia Pacific conference because it's great to see you. So I think, I mean, it's wonderful you're here. I know you're busy. I know you have to leave shortly. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Like I said, it was great to welcome Shinichi from GMO and keep in touch with us and go attend the SMR Connect in Tokyo.
Yes.
So thank you.